الشيخ رحمة الله عليه. إيه هو إيه أساتذة إيه أستاذ دعم البركات هو was close to Hazrat Shaykh رحمة الله عليه and he was bad of Hazrat and in fact I think by then he had got Khilafat also I don't remember but I told him I want to become bad to Hazrat Shaykh رحمة الله. The first Friday we went from Deoband to Saharanpur. Set at a back few young boys and we should read Quran Sharif. So Hazrat Shaykh became quite upset because the person who doesn't make zikr in the Khanqah, Hazrat should get very cross. So somebody reported us to Hazrat that these young boys here, they're not even sitting for zikr. So Hazrat wanted to chase us out of the Khanqah. But there was one monana, so good, he used to wear quite thick lenses. He used to wear his glasses when he used to sit after Maghrib, and it never ever dawned on me that Hazrat Shaykh is noticing anyone or anything. But how Allah Akbar, our Messiah, this we saw also, that many people used to come to the Khanqah not to spend time. They just came for the day for bath. Zubair Ali Sahab, Dhamad Barakatuh, my brother-in-law, very good, we are very good friends. The telegram by mistake went there to Deoband and I was in Saharanpur. So he got it, he read it. Allah reward him, he broke the news to me in a very mild and gentle way. Anyway, so 29th Ramzan, it was 28th, passed away also and I was keen to come home. So he told me, stay at least 1 month, after a few days. He said, spend a day. I said, I have to do packing and all day, just see our wretchedness. Then Hazrat said, spend 1 night. That also I said, no. Then Hazrat gave me kitab, Fadai le du, physical food. Physical food is for your body to keep you alive. Zikr is to keep your spiritual, your soul alive. If there is no soul, soul is dead, you are dead. Though you could be living still, but if your soul is like dead, it has got no power. You won't stay away from guna. You won't be able to do good deeds. And I was getting Darul Uloom work was also a lot. And I was practically alone doing it all. And we didn't understand what is the tasawwuf and khanqa and all this also. So, but Hazrat continuously, he made effort on me. Until the stage where Hazrat also gave up hope on me. Once we went together to immature things, right at the beginning, even now we immature, but that just changed my heart. And that also Hazrat arranged a ticket for me to join Hazrat. So I phoned home, I told my wife, Akka, that prepare my goods, I'm going if that ticket is available. I phoned that person, is that ticket still available? He said, yeah, it's available. And how our Sheikh Ahmed Barakatum explained, if you paste the paper on a paper, four corners you put little glue, you can pull it apart easily. But you put whole glue on the whole page, and that strong glue, that if you want to separate it, you tear it, but you can't separate it. Allah will join you to Allah like that. Not saying the haram from Asr right till after Isha. Now it's many hours. So after Asr, I had my one special place I used to sit and look at Gumbad al-Khizra and carry on with our zikr, dua, tilawat, whatever we used to do. So one buzurg came. It was still, the haram was getting built. He came and this buzurg, then still I didn't become bayat to Hazrat. Then when Hazrat came the following year, I think it was 1994, somewhere around there, then when Hazrat came to Isipingo, then I became bayat. So what I'm saying here in Khurasan, wo Iran mein aaya hai, where is Iran, where is Makkah Sharif, where is that end going to reach Kaaba Sharif, how long, what's the lifespan of an end? So Allah sent one of the pigeons of the Haram of Kaaba there to it. And Allah made ilham in the heart of that end that your aeroplane jumbo jet is here now. Buzurg. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنُ. For everything, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is a mine. Coal mine, diamond mine, many mines you have got. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى. And the mine of taqwa. Where will you get taqwa? Where must you mine and take out taqwa from? Qirat. It takes you where? Far above the seven heavens it takes you. In your zikr, in your dua, in the kafiyat of ihsan, where you reach, Outwardly, you just with everyone else, you're an ordinary person. We're making namaz together, eating together, you also go toilet also, everything you do. And then after Maghrib, we have our supper after Isha will be bayan. Subhanallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Babu tahrimi lubsi rajul thawban muzaffar. There is the chapter that on the prohibition for man to wear. Otherwise, light pastel colors man should wear, not bright, bright colors. And together with that, we should consider all other types of clothing also. Man should not wear clothing that is like woman's clothing. And woman shouldn't wear clothes that is of man's clothing. Whether it is shoes, whether it is the trousers, the jeans, the pants, almost the naked pictures woman on the back of it. And he's making imamate with that. So if we are not careful of our clothing, it goes completely out of hand. And discharge starts from the beginning. When we spoil our little children with their clothing, they grow up with those habits. And afterwards to change is very hard. They take it for afar al-rajul. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited man from using saffron. That is, the clothes when they are dyed with saffron, bright yellow colored clothes, that should be avoided, and like that any other bright colors also. وَنَحِدْ قَالْ بَلْ أَحْرِقْهُمَا In fact, burn them. He didn't mean literally that you must burn them, but he meant that it is such a severe thing to wear these bright colored clothes. And today many times the scarves that we wear, that we buy from Saudi, etc., also are bright colors. So bright colors we should avoid from doing so. The reason for prohibiting such clothing for men is that this color is commonly used by women to beautify themselves. Hence, men should not imitate them. While these hadith prohibit the wearing of saffron-colored garments for men, other hadith permit it. It's of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, some ayats cancel other ayats. So if we just take the one ayat and we take it out of its context, also we will make big, big mistakes. Like some people have made the mistake, they say even the Jews and Christians will go to Jannah. And they take out the ayats of the Quran to prove it. But then they create attraction in there as well.
साहब देखा कि घोड़ा खाली हॉर्स एंड कार्ट वो जा रहा है और पीछे ये बैठे हुए और चार सहाबा उनके साथ आगे में हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम तशरीफ फरमा है और इतने में ये घोड़ा खाली जो है ऑन अ डीप लाइन नीचे को जो रास्ता
सो नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हु वाज गिवन द नॉलेज of the people of before and afterwards. Utitu ilma al-awwalina wal-akhirin. All the knowledge of the first people and latter people. And whatever...
Bulung tangta pemana langu na fitnah na ini mana sini mana bisa katakan tanu mana bisa kau
see the boss of your tongue control your tongue.
Tapi yang nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam napa gana yang tapi yang ini sebagian sama nasib pengapa kali dia tidak sama barang-barang fitnah napa gana tiada ini sebagian na amlik alai kalisan amlik alai kalisan yang untuk anda mana yang kau terulat tanu dia sama tangkaritan.
But just in short, when a person becomes very angry and he say the word of talaq to his wife, so big problem. The children now, they don't have parents, and the husband loves his wife loves her husband, but just because you didn't control your tongue, you cause so much problems. In the same way, with our friends. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali say with regard to the tongue, jismuhu saghir wa ajruhu kabir. It is very small, but the reward of the tongue is very big also. make tilawat of Quran Sharif, how big reward. Make zikrullah, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, give da'wat of deen to somebody. The time is small, but you change somebody's whole life. His whole family's life changed. The second advice Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتَ. Let your house be sufficient for you. Don't go.
Pamana,